After the mass shooting in Florida last week, the hashtag gun control now started trending. Sounds reasonable, right? Well, the story of how that hashtag emerged is actually somewhat disturbing. It was used as bait by Russian internet bots and trolls. The goal? To divide Americans even further over guns. Erin Griffith is a senior writer at Wired, and her article, Pro-Gun Russian Bots Flood Twitter After Parkland Shooting, intrigued us. Erin, what is a Russian bot and how does it tweet?
Right. So, yeah, it's important to distinguish a little bit between a troll account that may or may not be associated with a Russian influence campaign and a bot, which is an automated Twitter account that can just, you know, proliferate a message very quickly without a lot of human interaction. So what we saw after the Parkland shooting was a spike on some of the sites that track this kind of activity in the use of the gun control and gun control now hashtags by some of these bots and troll accounts that are associated with Russian influence campaigns.
How hard is it to tell the difference between a troll and a bot if you're just a casual Twitter user?
Well, it's pretty hard to tell who's real and who's not on Twitter. I mean, they don't require real names. Anyone can create an account if it gets kicked off for harassment, which Twitter is clamping down a little bit on certain forms of harassment on the site. But if they get kicked off, they can just start up another one pretty easily. And what we've seen is some of these accounts can kind of be automated and spread messages very, very quickly. And often what happens is these messages can be picked up then by real people who may or may not know that they're interacting with a troll or a bot or a piece of political propaganda campaign. And once real humans start spreading the messages as well, it's extremely hard to tell who's real and who's not.
Yeah, I got to say, I found that one of the scarier parts of your article where, you know, it's basically human trolls are seeding ideas with bots and then letting mm-hmm. them spread until actually there's one that a human really likes and picks up the baton and then it's viral.
It creates a feedback loop that is very scary. And there are plenty of pro-gun advocates out there that are tweeting about this as well. But the problem is that the Russian influence campaigns are trying to get people's attention to then slip in messages that are more directly related to the Kremlin's agenda and in hopes that real people will start to spread them. And that is very scary.
I mean, the bots don't have political allegiances, but do the trolls who are kind of like seeding the bots with ideas, do they have political allegiances? I mean, when we're talking Russians.
Yeah, I mean, what's interesting, we've seen that they have in the past shared content that is meant to sort of sow discord and rile up people on both sides of a debate. You know, we recently saw with the indictments that Russian influence campaigns are using Facebook to, you know, organize rallies that are on opposing viewpoints in the same place in the same day. And on Twitter, we've seen some similar things around the NFL debates we saw and around Al Franken's sexual misconduct allegations. We saw them sort of trying to stir up people on both sides. In this case, it looks like they have latched onto the gun control hashtags and actually use it to spread messages that will appeal mostly to right-wing followers for whatever reason. The idea is that it's an emotional, politically charged news event that has a lot of attention and eyeballs. And so if they can, you know, latch onto that and gain an audience out of it, then they can eventually use that as bait to sort of slip in more ideas that are more directly related to their goals.
Erin, are these operations backed by the Kremlin, and how do we know?
Well, the bots that are tracked by Hamilton 68, they do believe that they have identified groups that are spreading the Kremlin's message. Some of them are directly affiliated, including the official Russian government accounts and some of their media organizations. And some of them are accounts that they have identified as spreading the same messages that may or may not even know that they are doing so.
The gun debate, Erin, is so divisive and just gets more so. Without these Russian bots and their tweets, do you really believe the U.S. would have a better sense of how to deal with the gun debate?
You know, I do think that this is a small but vocal part of the debate that's raging online. And I think that it adds an element of anger and confusion that might not have been there. I mean, the reason I even started looking into this was because the morning after the shooting, we saw these tweets surfacing of students who were basically sharing their experience of the shooting in real time. And underneath, you see this just rage from people responding to these teenagers who are in the middle of distress right now, calling them fake, not believing them, calling them attention mongers, who are out for a book deal or something like that. And I just couldn't understand where this hatred was coming from. And so I do think that these campaigns have been successful in stoking anger and divisiveness, and also just confusion, because there's so much fake information out there. And journalists now have to work almost two jobs, where one, we have to, in a situation like a shooting where stuff is unfolding in real time, figure out what's real and what the truth is, but then also be constantly debunking all of the fake and misinformation that's coming out there, which is its own job almost.
Erin Griffith with Wired Magazine, thank you very much.
Thank you.